This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No chance. I said you're amazing. None. Zero.
You are fake such a tremendous
news.
Fraud.
Fake news.
Yes, tremendous
Dave,
fraud.
Dave, somebody else, not you.
AI, I don't know.
I don't know.
Could have been.
651-461-9226. Which Dave was referring to when I said, Dave, you're amazing? Because I don't think it was Harrigan.
Doesn't matter.
Let's go. What do you got? Am I wrong?
We were speaking about a little bit during the break, not Zendaya. The interview this morning.
Yep.
President Joe Biden with Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
Mark was talking about it. You were talking about it a little bit, reading some about it. And the big headline, Joe Biden, after Donald Trump has already said, any place, any time for debate, I'm up, let's go, me and Joe, let's do it.
He did again. Mm-hmm. Now, Trump's in trial, but then heard about it,
yep,
and went to Truth Social and then called him out, said, I don't believe you, but then anywhere, anytime.
Again. Yes, exactly. Yep. Well, sounds like Uncle Joe, Sleepy Joe, whatever you call him, he is on board. He says, yes, he is happy, happy, I tell you, to debate Donald Trump. This will be the low point in the history of American politics.
Am I wrong?
When these two debate, there's never been a lower moment?
No.
Wow.
Never.
Let me say a few things here in this one. Joe Biden has been hiding from the press throughout his presidency. Fact. They are worried about his age and answering questions. Anybody who's paid attention to politics knows from about the day Joe Biden first became a senator in the 70s until even when he was running for president in 2020, he was incessantly on shows. He was on shows as much as any – it was like him and McCain. They're terrified that he's going to have a moment or two with a traditional political journalist who's going to push him, and he's going to struggle. Let me say this about Howard Stern. Howard Stern is capable of brilliance as an interviewer. He is. He's conducted fantastic interviews for a long, long time. In this case, at least from seeing the excerpts, and I will listen, this seems to be a sympathetic Howard Stern who's going to vote for Joe Biden, who believes in Joe Biden, who, by the way, used to have Donald Trump on a regular basis when Trump would say a lot of things, including a lot of offensive things, and be himself and also poke fun at himself. When Donald Trump used to amuse me. But Howard Stern can't stand Donald Trump in the presidency. So, yeah, I'm glad that Joe did it. But, Joe, there's about 30 other interviews you should do. There's survey after survey saying that many of the doubters, not the folks who are voting for Trump no matter what, not the folks who are voting for Democrats no matter what, But the folks who want no part of what you're suggesting is the lowest moment in political history are saying, God, do I got to vote for Biden or Trump? My personal belief is you don't have to vote for either and vote for somebody else. The sooner we stop voting for only two and there's only a binary choice, there's not, by the way. I had this debate last night with two very good friends who both are going to vote for Biden. Both are not crazy about voting for Biden. I told them I would never even for a second consider Trump. But I'm not voting for Joe Biden because I don't see any proof that cognitively he is up for the next 4 years. None. So I'm not voting for him. So
you've always been an RFK Jr. guy.
No, I'm not voting for him either. I can assure you that. My policy is if they ran for office, then I will consider them as someone I will vote for. So I will vote for someone who either ran as a Democrat or a Republican or as an independent. Right? And so I'll see. There could be somebody else who still jumps in the race who I end up voting for. But sit down with the New York Times, sit down with the Washington Post, sit down with Major Garrett, sit down with Jake Tapper, sit down with Dana Bash, sit down with Margaret Brennan, Joe Biden, 30 minutes. By the way, the other guy doesn't do it either. You know, Trump probably will make himself a little bit more available. Network, the problem is with Trump now is it's such a flurry of lies. And what you have to do with Trump is the old Russert thing. You just have to have clip after clip after clip ready, quote after quote after quote ready, and you need to be prepared to jump in and push him. There's a level of respect because he's a former president and he's the leading contender right now. So Joe, going out with Howard, I'll probably consume it. But if anybody from the Biden thing goes, hey, see, we sat down with Howard Stern, so who says we don't face aggressive interviewing? Even though I think Howard Stern's had a brilliant, remarkable career, this doesn't end that conversation. Anybody who thinks it does, stop. You're just not being objective at all.
Speaking of the former president in court all this week, as it was last week during jury selection, there's a lot of things about the legal system that those of us on the outside, we look at and think, that's a little silly.
Yep.
That's a little ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You've ranted about the lack of TV cameras, especially in high-profile cases, how in 2024 we can't get that done.
It's a joke.
That might be a joke. It might be ridiculous. But it is not even in the same ballpark. It's not even in the same area code of ridiculousness as what we've seen splashed all over CNN, MSNBC, all the other cable outlets this week. Relying on the courtroom sketch.
Yes.
It is the 21st century, am I right?
I think it is.
Okay.
Well, I don't think I have to check the Google on that one.
Still funding, still paying somebody to sit there with their box of crayons and make a mediocre drawing of the things they see.
Box of crayons.
It is the most ridiculous thing of our legal courtroom process.
Am I wrong?
Wow. That community, they're not going to be happy with the Am I Wrong committee.
Yeah, well, the courtroom sketch community, get on board.
Let's just take a picture.
We're going after the what do you call them, the folks that are typing out everything that's said, too. Have you heard of recorders?
Yeah, yeah. Let's modernize. We're saying we're not in the 1800s.
Yes.
Leeches for illnesses really aren't used. We're not decapitating people. We're not telegram. We're not calling Mildred and having her connect us to another number.
No, we're not doing any of that. Have you heard of the Polaroid?
Yeah.
That could work.
Let's go. And then it gets into, is it a sympathetic photo? Is it, wow, look at how great it makes him look. Oh, my God, he looks like a bloated closed circuit. Maybe somebody hosts a show, 3 to 6:30. Bloated elk, as my father once said to Barrera and I when we went to dinner talking about Sandsbury. He looks like a bloated elk. A what?
That's not nice.
A what?
I think.
I didn't know elks were bloated. I think he meant elf, which was very offensive, but he said elk.
Well, elks aren't always bloated.
Yeah, I don't know if you see.
But if one were to be bloated.
Are there thin elks? I mean, are there Ozempic elks?
Could be.
No, you're right. It's dumb. It's, you know, I think we're calling for the firing of some people. So what we're doing.
I'm just saying I think we've moved past.
Hey, box of
hand
crayons.
Them a camera. Hand them a camera. They can still be in there. They can still do the job.
Yeah.
You know, the stenographer can just, you know.
Hand them a camera. What are you talking about? Hand them a phone.
Well,
now you're
missing
out. I mean, the
camera.
Well,
you might want a nice lens on the thing, you know. You got to get a pro in there.
Camera business is exactly thriving. You know, just let's do a phone. The court community not happy with the Am I Wrong committee, and Dave's devastated.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We've moved Am I Wrong earlier, enjoying it, because we're going to have a chance to chat with Daniel Crawford, a veteran who recently finished a 1,000-mile gratitude walk, and the group 23rd Veteran has helped him out and so many others. So I'm greatly looking forward to our conversation with Daniel Crawford in about 10 minutes. We're right back in the middle of Am I Wrong with one member of the Am I Wrong Committee. When will you identify other members of the Am I Wrong Committee? It seems, you know, if we're calling for greater access, for greater questioning of Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and others, why don't we know the full members of the Am I Wrong Committee?
Well, as you know, Am I Wrong can be very controversial. And, you know, part of what I had to do to get this committee put together, I had to promise a little bit of anonymity. Now, they're free to out themselves.
Cowards.
They're free to say, you know what, I don't agree with this Am I Wrong principle being stated on the show.
Yeah.
But so far, I don't believe that's happened.
Is it possible that, similar to Mary Moriarty and no one in her office wants to try the Londrigan case, that you really don't have a committee, that this is a made-up committee?
Well, I'll let you speculate all you want.
I think there was a question there, too.
For sure. I know the truth. I know the committee. I meet with the committee twice a week, most importantly on Thursday evenings as we prep the final.
You mull it over.
Yeah, we do. And then, you know, days like today when Joe Biden says something in the morning, you know, we've got a text chain. We say, hey, should this be included?
And you're dynamic. You're willing to move. You're willing to adjust.
Yes, and it takes a simple
60. You're like Dallas Turner trying to get by an offensive lineman.
We're very edge rusher-like. Yes. Yeah, we can be a finesse rusher. We can also just plow you over.
The bull rush.
Get out of the way.
Well, you were to
I'm giving you the Reggie White club.
Yeah, you were to the courtroom committee. One texter says, the good neighbor hates artists. You heard it here first.
Which artists are we talking
about? Well, I mean,
I don't remember talking about an
artist. Sketch artists in the courtroom.
Use that term loosely.
Demean them with their crayons. I hope they're waiting for you outside.
They all draw the assault that will be raining down upon
them. They draw you as you shriek in fear of their anger, their wrath.
Yes, coming at me with their cray paws or whatever they use.
Go ahead.
Two trips to the dentist this week.
Ooh.
I brought both girls in.
Ooh.
One on Tuesday, one on Thursday.
Yep.
Led me to one great conclusion. All right, think about that life, the life of a dentist.
Yeah.
You're treated pretty much with the reverence of a medical doctor with a dentist. Great money. No nights or weekends unless you want to work in an emergency clinic or something like that. The schooling, let's be honest, it can't be that hard. It's only teeth and gums. Come on, we're not talking about the whole body.
I didn't realize this was just going to be just the blast, am I
wrong? No, no, no. It's envy and jealousy. The hygienists, they do 95% of the work anyway.
They're just the cleanup committee.
Exactly. They just come around and, you know, poke at it. Hey, you got no cavities. Well done. Let's see. What else? If you're having a bad day, you can always vent that anger with a good tooth extraction.
Yeah,
that's always nice.
There's got to be some skill involved in some of the surgical work, right?
Sure, a little bit. But, I mean, 3-4 years? I don't know. Patients fear you. We all know the fear that most people have when they go to the dentist.
My guy is my friend, okay? Mm-hmm. And I got the gag reflex. I got issues.
I've heard that with you. And you get to floss shame 9 out of 10 people.
I just walked into that so bad.
That's sitting in the chair. Floss shame 90% of the people that sit in the chair, and they just have to sit back and take it.
So
they
what are you saying? Dentists are overrated?
No, I'm saying being a dentist is the greatest job a person can have in the medical profession and arguably the greatest job in the world.
Am I wrong?
I respect the dental community. Okay, I am taking no shots. I'm defending the slings and arrows, the diminishing.
It's jealousy.
The demeaning.
I have to do this stupid stuff for a living.
Yeah.
I actually have to work. Not really.
I was going to say. I think you're right on the hygienists are underrated, though.
Tremendously underrated.
You know, I've told you the one bullfight I saw. Hold on, let me put my shoulder back in its socket. And there were like 19 bullfighters came out, and then Pablo came out, or Fred came out, whatever his name is. And the bulls got, the bull's basically dead and stumbles towards the main metator, and we all go nuts. I mean.
Yeah, and then he goes back to the clinic, checks somebody else's teeth, says, I agree.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Back to the bullfighting ring.
I'm going to say that the hygienists deserve a raise, but I am not demeaning the dental community. I'm leaving that to you, a member of the Am I Wrong community.
Once again, it's envy and jealousy.
Yeah.
That's all it is. I wish I had a better gig.
Yeah.
I'm stuck here.
So it's just your bitterness about staring at me for 3 to 4 hours a day, which costs you, which job can I bring up today that I'd rather have?
At least I got to hear about your gag reflex.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, the dental stuff. It's rough for me.
All right. Should we get to Mr. Crawford?
Yeah, let's get to him. Let's get out on time. And I'm looking forward to this story. Profiled multiple outlets in town. Our first chance to chat with Daniel Crawford, 23rd veteran, 1,000-mile gratitude walk, his military work himself, the spot he was in. Daniel Crawford is next on the Home of the Twins, CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.